So hello, I'm here to speak about data and Kubernetes, stateless storage. I'm Matthias, I'm from Belgium, and I work at Planscale. To start off, like, what is Kubernetes? Like, we're in database room data, we most of us will understand. Kubernetes is an open source framework for management, deploying, and scaling of containerized applications. And then containerized applications, it's something that you pack together with all the dependencies and everything it needs to be lightweight, to be self-contained, and to be portable between different machines. Because in Kubernetes, you most likely will separate storage from compute. So that brings us to stateless versus stateful. In the stateless world, each request is independent, and it's an isolated transaction. Think about like an HTTP web request. The web requests don't know about each other. They don't store any history. While a stateful service is something where you want that history to be stored and to be retrieved. And so in many cases, you'll have then a storage component attached to your compute. Something about Planscale, the company I work in. It was founded in 2018 by the founders. The founders of Planscale were the Vitesse developers originally that left Google when Google decided that the workload that YouTube was running needed to go to a different product. And then in 2021, we changed our business strategy to become database as a service product, where we basically we're running managed Vitesse in the cloud for people. And since last year, we also run Postgres. And important for us is that everything that we do as a database company runs on Kubernetes. So as we are in the business of saving people's data in the cloud, we are expected to store the things. Not everyone runs on the black hole engine, which is a little MySQL joke. And databases can become quite large. So we are in operational side of the databases, so we do backups and we do failovers. And as the data grows, that become all very slow. And when you run in the cloud, you will most likely be running with the cloud block storage, like EBS in Amazon or persistent disks in Google or any other. And these storage solutions are all network attached, which makes them very slow. High latency for every write operation and every operation that you need to search for. So what we decided to do somewhere last year is we decided to run everything on the ephemeral storage that the cloud instances offer. It's available both in Amazon and in Google, but it's not meant to be stateful because it's a very fast storage that is used normally for scratch based, like if you have a processing work line that needs to store intermediate states. You will store them on the instance storage, and then you can continue processing. While if you lose that data, you can just restart your process. While if you run a database, you don't want that. So this storage is lost when you destroy the machine. So if you shut it down, that storage is lost, and you cannot get to it anymore. So we named the product that we developed from this Planscale Metal because we are running on the ephemeral storage in the instances in the cloud. And this makes your database run really fast with virtually unlimited IOPS. There is a limit to the IOPS that these devices can have, but with the workloads that we have been running, you cannot reach that limitation. We will do a multi-AZ deployment, minimal 3 AZs for a production workload to ensure that we can deal with a full AZ outage. And for the durability guarantee of your data, we will use MySQL semi-sync replication, or if you're using Postgres, we will have at least one synchronous replica in another AZ. And we require the cross-AZ acknowledgement in the storage, in the semi-sync, to make sure again that we can deal with the full AZ outage. We make daily full backups and verification in to the object stores on the cloud. So every backup restores the previous backup and then validates that that is valid, that you can replicate from it again. And if we need to do an upgrade to the database or any sort of rolling operation, we will first search new instances so you can keep the durability of your data before we will remove any old instances. And that was it.